Fluffed in the corner, and now Hyman in pursuit. McNabb digging against Evander Kane, who overpowers him. Hyman from behind the net to Kane. Score! Henrique Gagnon, he wants a piece of Evander Kane.
Oilers win. Aiden Hill, make a save challenge. Tough one. Stuart Skinner's not exactly been great either, but they're just outscoring those problems.
No, he's not. There really aren't many. This is right. There's not many star goalies alive at all.
Well, I mean, Hellebuck and Ottinger.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I actually just completely forgot about that series. and that's tonight. And then Bobrovsky. But you got Skinner, and you've got, you know, Stolarz and Wall have been holding it down for Toronto.
Yep.
And
it's a lot of middling talent in the league.
Yeah. Freddie Anderson starting for Carolina.
Right.
After playing like 20 games during the regular season. So you've had a couple of those fringe starters that have kind of been getting their teams through.
The email comes through here, the Bills, to celebrate their farewell season at Highmark. Logo with a patch that's probably going to be on the jersey at least once. And we will say goodbye. You want to take a challenge on right here for me?
Sure.
I got a challenge for you.
Okay.
I want you to give me, you like to do this from time to time, give me money lines, odds. The last game at Highmark will be regular season finale, wild card weekend, divisional round,
okay,
AFC championship. Those are the four possible outcomes.
Okay, well, by far the biggest long shot is regular season finale.
That would mean they miss the playoffs.
Or
they're a wild
card team.
Okay.
Which would mean they don't win the division.
You think it's more likely they make the AFC championship game and host than it is that they're a wild card?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Is that crazy?
I don't think it's crazy.
I just can't see them. It would be crazy to me if they didn't win the division.
You know what? There are four options here. This is a good poll.
Yeah.
803-0550. Make your call. The last game at Highmark will be which one of those? Which one of those four?
I mean, the most likely is probably, if I were to make, the favorite to me would be the divisional round. It would be the divisional round.
Sure.
Because that means you're the two or the three seed, and you win your wild card game because you're playing Pittsburgh again, or one of these Denver teams, and you take care of business there, and the Bills have in that round, and then you are traveling to Kansas City or Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. I mean, that's kind of what they've been for 5 years. They have not closed the door on getting the one seed. They also could get the one seed and just not win the divisional round, right? Like, they had home field against the Chiefs 2 years ago, and they had all their injuries, but you had home field. Would they have played, if they won, were they going to play host in the AFC Championship?
No, they would have gone to Baltimore.
Baltimore
is the one seed.
Okay. Right, I'm thinking of the Bengals. They would have hosted the Bengals in the AFC Championship had they beat the Chiefs in the 13-second game. So, like, you don't even have to win that game. I think divisional should be the favorite.
That's probably right. The divisional should be the favorite on the math. What would you pick right now? AFC Championship game is the storybook. Close the season down. Sorry. Close the stadium down with a trip to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It'd be incredible. I mean, it'd be incredible if any year in a stadium, but still, it would be storybook.
Right. The final moments. Because the storybook ending is you win it. And hey, remember were you at the last game? Like, there's the last game at the Odd, which is like, it's just a regular season game against the Hartford Whalers.
Yeah.
And it's a regular season game, but that's the last game at the Odd. I don't know. I don't hear stories about the last game at the Rock Pile, but I'm sure there are some. The last game at the stadium being the send off to the Super Bowl that you finally win, if you were to win it, would be.
Even if you don't win it.
I can't even fathom it.
Even if you don't win it. It's a special last game there.
But that's in the moment. It would be super special. It would feel amazing.
But in reality, if they were to go on the road and make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, you know,
we would still
That's still more special. The Super Bowl is almost its own entity here, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I've got the Twitter poll up. Which do you think will end up being the last game at Highmark Stadium? Regular season finale, wild card weekend, divisional round, or AFC championship? You can vote in our Twitter poll. And, you know, win the Super Bowl and then open up the new stadium on Thursday Night Football, and maybe we'll find out seven of the Bills' first eight games as part of next year's stadium, or sorry, schedule reveal.
That's the deal. You get the trophy, and you also get all of your games announced before anybody else does. Although there were no Eagles on that announcement, finally.
My favorite funny comment about the Eagles here, I retweeted this. Somebody wrote into me and said, I think the NFL confused all of us rooting for the Eagles to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl with the idea that people actually like the Eagles.
Yep.
I do not. I made friends with the devil that day.
You like them more than you did, though.
They did that to the Chiefs. And, you know, for all the models out there, I think the Eagles have the best model. Spend the most money.
Yep.
Pay really good players. Draft a lot. Jerry and Kenmore is up. Hey, Jerry.
I bet the really long shot. I bet the second last home game of the year because the last one's going to be snowed out and played at Forbes Field.
Wow. The last game is snowed out.
No way.
That's plus 5,000, but it's on the board.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry.
Under all circumstances.
Is that storybook?
No, you don't need to go.
Last regular season game is moved to Detroit.
I mean,
we'll be back for the playoffs.
If you're back for the playoffs, but
I mean that's funny.
No,
that's
ridiculous.
I'm slow. It's a slow clap.
Yeah, to the game being snowed out.
Anthony in Buffalo's up next. Hey, Anthony, what's up?
I gotta say that's worthy of a slow clap for sure.
Yeah,
that would be some kind of that would be definitely a Buffalo thing. But, you know, I'll tell you, I definitely don't want a Christmas game because, you know, that's family time. But I would say we'd have to have a division rival, you know, the Jets, Miami, or New England, and close out Highmark with a W. You know, I think that would be a great send-off, and obviously to the Rich family, and, you know, that would be a wonderful thing. So that's my take, guys. All right? Have a good day.
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you know, on the Christmas idea, I was into Christmas night.
Yeah.
Christmas night to me would have been making a deal for, okay, sure, Christmas. But, you know, everybody's got their own traditions and what they do. The idea, if they come out with this schedule and they're on Christmas at 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to swear.
That's not great?
Yeah. I'm going to swear at people. What are you, crazy? Are you nuts?
I mean, a tailgate on Christmas morning, you bring the tree down, maybe.
No. No.
You put your Christmas tablecloth out over the table before you jump into it.
This is, of course, where like each person's individual situation is going to be different. If, you know, you are, whatever situation you might be in, it may be great. Like, my kids are going to be 4 on Christmas morning.
Maybe they'll always remember that one Christmas that they tailgated for, that they were at the stadium for.
You're not wrong about that. My entire family's going to be pushing this idea, but come on.
It's only one, and they're not doing it every year.
I'll do 4. Would you sign up right now for 4?
Sure.
To avoid 1.
When do you start your tailgate if you're hosting at 4? The game's at 4. You're not going at 9 a.m. You're still
You might. You might spend the night
to me,
there.
If it's at 1 o'clock, you're opening presents in the parking lot.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
I mean, is it that everyone around you will be doing the same thing? It'll be a joyous occasion.
I don't want to do that. It's horrible.
You don't even know if you'd like it.
I was ready to accept Christmas night. I will not accept Christmas 1 o'clock, which I don't know that there's an indication. Thanksgiving night, let's go. Listen, NFL, the idea is still out there, and we can start it right here.
They have never been home on Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving championship belt. You host on Thanksgiving until somebody takes it from you.
Yep.
That should be a thing.
Yep.
The league announces it starting now. The Bills are hosting Thanksgiving night, and they will until someone beats them. And when that team gets beaten, it goes to the next team. And on and on we go. We'll know every year, just the same way we know with the Lions and the Cowboys. Like, who's got the Thanksgiving belt right now? Actually, Arizona. All right. Thanksgiving night, let's see if somebody can take the belt.
Right.
It's not a mini cup. It's not anything. Instead of turducken after the game, they go over and they hand them the Thanksgiving belt, and you've got it. You host next year Thanksgiving night. Still right there is an idea for you for the league. The Bills should be Thanksgiving champs. They won in all three time slots.
They're 3-0.
They're 3-0 all three time slots. They should have it.
And they've beaten both of the two teams that regularly host it.
Yep.
Like the two teams where it's their day, they've both gone into their buildings and beat them both. So,
Twitter poll right now, 70% think what'll end up being the last game at Highmark Stadium, 70% AFC Championship game.
Oh, come on.
What?
I mean, not that that's not possible, but that's the most likely.
That's what people are betting.
That would, okay. We're high on them. I'm high on them too. I like them more than I did last year, but I mean, it would be them doing the thing they haven't done yet, which is be the one seed.
The one seed, yeah.
Go get the one seed. You have not done that yet. You have the best point differential by a mile in the last 5 years, but you haven't been the one seed.
803-0550. We'll go next to Dan in New Jersey. Hey, Dan.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, listen, if you're one to believe, you were talking rigging sports earlier. If you're one to believe that sports are rigged, which I am, the writing's on the wall for the Bills. It's definitely the championship game. The NFL, this is like such a good storybook ending for the Bills. They're going to win it this year. They get to start the next season in the brand new, beautiful, new Highmark Stadium. It's perfect. The league has this set up for the Bills. They're going to the Super Bowl. They're going to win it this year, guaranteed.
All right, Dan. If that's the case, that stinks.
It stinks because
it's rigged.
It's rigged.
If it's rigged, it stinks.
Yeah.
There's no getting around it. The league decided to let them because it's rigged. Shut it all down. What's the point?
Yep.
Listen, pro wrestling exists, and that is allowed to be fake because we all know that it is, and we're just watching a television show that's, you know, fiction, and we're having a good time. Everybody knows how that works,
mm-hmm.
and it's storylines, and you don't agree, and you could, of course, get invested in that stuff. I have. It's great.
You ever watch a movie where you know the ending, though, or you're pretty sure you know the ending, and you still enjoy it?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about, like, every movie.
That's fine. You can't enjoy... I mean, this is a let's get stupid. Would you enjoy the Bills winning the Super Bowl if you knew it was rigged?
See, that's where I'm a little bit different because I think if I knew, but everyone else around me didn't.
No, if you know it's rigged.
Oh, rigged. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said the writing's rigged. On the walls rigged. He said he believes that sports are rigged. Could you possibly enjoy it if you knew it was rigged? Goodell calls you.
Maybe. I mean, I'm living in my own bubble. Well, I guess I'm not. I know it's...
Your phone rings, it's Goodell. Yes, Mr. Commissioner. Hey, we got you this year. What do you mean? The owners have decided the Bills can win it now. It's your time. Congratulations, enjoy it. We've taken all the steps possible. You're going to win it. It's rigged. All for you. Enjoy it. You'd say, why do I watch this league?
I'm still going to want to see how it happened.
They would rig it. Who cares how it happens?
But I don't know what they did, how they rigged it.
Is it a flag thrown on a 3rd and 7? Is it a
What's the funniest way possible?
Inconclusive review.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Gene Steratore.
Oh, good Lord.
Paul Lancaster. Hey, Paul.
You know, I've always wanted to see a Thanksgiving home and home of the Lions playing the Cowboys. And that would open up another market for other teams to host for 2 years. But I always thought that would be pretty interesting and probably rack up pretty high ratings for the league.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever come off of having those two teams at home.
Especially
unless one of the two teams doesn't want to do it anymore.
Right. For a while, Lions, people went after the Lions for that spot. Now the Lions are good.
Right. So I don't think you're getting either one of those two out of there. There was a story about how the Chiefs wanted to become the same thing on Christmas.
And so
they wanted to be able to host every Christmas and become like the staple team for that. And the league has said like they're not doing that. Not as of now, they're not doing that. So, which is good, right?
Yeah.
We don't want every Christmas to have to be spent at Arrowhead Stadium.
I mean, I can think of I think a few things worse.
Uh-huh. Christmas at Arrowhead.
We are back there for Christmas night. The Broncos are going to win that game.
Wow. Broncos are going to win. Isn't Mahomes like 35-6 against division opponents?
Yeah.
Chiefs are a wild.
Broncos are going to win that
game.
You know what? I'm just going to start saying this. I'm just going to try this on. It's May 13th. Yeah. Chiefs, wild card team.
I did see, not that they have to take this too seriously, but I did see Colin Cowherd's NFL projections from yesterday or the day before.
Yep.
And he had the Chiefs with the same record as New England as a wild card.
Well, let's be real about it. Which team is more likely to be a wild card team, the Bills or the Chiefs?
Chiefs.
It's got to be. Their division is respectable.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's very likely, but no, right. Yeah, because I have two teams in the West where, like, okay, they're on the up, right?
Chargers made the playoffs. Broncos made the playoffs.
Right. And the Broncos that was with a rookie quarterback, maybe there's another step there for him.
The Chiefs, much like the Bills, a lot of the toughest Chiefs games, I hope you're ready for games at Arrowhead this year.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs schedule at home, okay, you've got the division.
Yep.
And they play Baltimore.
Tough.
Detroit.
Tough.
Philly.
Tough.
Washington.
Tough.
Houston Indy. That's their home schedule.
Even Houston's not a pushover.
And Indy.
Wow. What about on the road? Is it like the Bills, though? Because the Bills, I was looking at a graph during the break of every team's strength of schedule and who they play based on the Super Bowl odds. And the Bills, like, if you look at the Bills' road schedule, they play 15th in the Super Bowl odds, 17th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 27th, 28th, and 31st.
Yeah.
Like, they don't play a single team in the top half, like Houston, I guess, just barely cracks it. But they don't play a team inside the top 15 Super Bowl odds on the road.
Well, let me give you the breakdown of the road. So the Chiefs, the road schedule is significantly easier. Like, the Bills and Chiefs have the same
type
roughly,
of yes. vibe for schedule.
Here's their road schedule, division.
Yeah.
They do have the Bills.
Okay.
But after that, it's Dallas, Jacksonville, the Giants, and the Titans.
Okay.
Kind of like the Bills, you look at the road schedule and think, oh, that should be fine. There might
right.
be one test in there.
Well,
but otherwise, you're going to be fine. Whereas, if we did just teams over 500
mm-hmm.
at home, the Chiefs play Denver, L.A., Buffalo. That's on the road. Three road games against teams with a winning record. At home, Denver, Chargers, Ravens, Lions, Texans, Eagles, Commanders. Seven games at home against teams with a winning record last season.
Yeah.
The Chiefs. So their schedule is... I think their division could be, you know, it could be up.
I've got this graph open now. We're talking about the one seed, too. Right now, on strength of schedule, there's a lot of different ways to do strength of schedule. Warren Sharp does it by his own way, and you can just look at it by last year's record. This one is from Den Selman, who is doing it by the Super Bowl odds. And by that, the Bills have the sixth easiest schedule in the league. There are only two teams in the AFC with easier schedules than the Bills do. That's New England and Tennessee. So 26th in the NFL, easiest schedule. Kansas City 11th. So much higher, much closer to the harder schedule, one of the harder schedules of the league. In fact, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland, those are the only teams in the AFC with tougher schedules than Kansas City does. So if you're thinking about the one seed, and I guess if you are voting in your poll on, hey, AFC Championship will be the last home game, if they're going to get the one seed, I mean, it's a good starting point. Is their schedule, the Bills' schedule, appears to be easier than both Baltimore and Kansas City.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you'd like to join us, when do you think the final regular season game at Highmark will be? Regular season finale, wild card weekend, divisional round, or AFC championship? I think you said it right. Most likely is divisional round, but AFC championship sounds great. Can you imagine?
Where's the Super Bowl?
Of all the revenge games and the righting the wrongs, you know, like beating the Chiefs is supposed to be one of them. The other thing that's supposed to happen is 13 seconds they lost to the Chiefs. They also lost hosting an AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have gone
home against the Bengals.
We would have gone to an AFC Championship game in that stadium. And
yep.
let's see them right that wrong this year, you know? So anyway, I'm excited.
I mean, that, I guess, the opponent, it doesn't really matter. If they win and go to the Super Bowl, it's going to be all-time great day at the stadium no matter what. But if it was against Kansas City,
I would like to tell you right
I'd like it to be
an anyone else.
Oh,
I would like it to be
anyone else.
Anyone else?
Really?
Yeah. Anyone else?
The feeling might be the same.
There's
going to the
too much to lose. I'd like it to be.
What do you mean? There's too much. It's the same thing.
It's right.
We've already lost it. It's the same thing over and over and over.
Anyone else?
This is kind of a version of the poll we had in training camp last year.
Right, where you're telling me the Chiefs are your second favorite team.
Because you would like the Chiefs
to be in the spot to go to the Super Bowl again, if possible.
I'm dead inside with that matchup.
No.
Like, I've already lost that battle.
If I lose
again, it's the same. What is the number? I don't even know the number anymore. If they lose again to the Chiefs. How many times is it now? Is it six? Is it seven? Versus if they lose to Baltimore or they lose to Cincinnati again.
Great.
I think that's where I think those two would be worse. Or hell, New England.
Anyone else?
I think that's maybe it's not crazy, but I disagree. I would rather. Oh, see, now that I'm about to say it, though, now it sounds ridiculous.
You'd rather run the risk of seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl again?
No, I'd rather.
If
I'm going to lose, I'd rather do it to the Chiefs again than to somebody else.
No,
but now that those words are out of my mouth, now I don't know how I feel about it.
Through that, how many?
But that's what I mean. I'm well practiced in going through that.
How many years in a row are you just going to say I'd like the Chiefs to make the Super Bowl if the Bills don't?
Well, that's the other side effect.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Anybody else? 803-0550.
Even New England?
I'm telling you, anybody else? There's the Raiders. I don't care. The Steelers.
Brady.
Anybody. Brady out of retirement with the Steelers. rather do that. Not for fear.
Aaron Rodgers is Steelers. You're telling me you'd rather have them?
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe that's a conversation for tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
Chiefs or anyone else? I get the field. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We are playing golf on Monday. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Par for a purpose. Good time to golf. And second annual par for a purpose. Portion of proceeds will benefit the 11-day power play to help in the fight against cancer. Grab your clubs, rally your team, get ready for a day of fun, prizes, and giving back. Your participation drives hope and progress in this crucial cause. Don't just play golf. Play a role in making a difference. To register, visit ellicottvilleny.com. Ellicottville in the heart of the Enchanted Mountains of Western New York. We will be playing at the Black Diamond Course. You, me, Sal, and Nate. Scramble team. Come on out. Play in that tournament. Go head-to-head with us. We won't cheat. Why would we cheat? We don't have to cheat.
No, I'm surprised you even put that idea in people's heads out there.
Right. So anyway, ellicottvilleny.com to register. It's par for a purpose. It's next Monday, this coming Monday at Holiday Valley. We'll see you there.